recent qualification campaigns when Ireland have been in pretty dire situations. Well, you think back to the game in Georgia when Aidan McGeady scored those two late goals to win the game, so we may see him at some stage as well. Ireland in the green jerseys playing down to our right hand side, where the hardcore Irish support are situated behind the Austrian goal. Austria in their white jerseys, black shorts and white socks, playing down to our left hand side, and it is their goal scorer Hinteregger who has the ball and who is fouled there. And you imagine they're going to try and test out, well, certainly Cyrus Christie. It's Jeff Hendrick who's come out to this right hand side now, because Christie was booked in that first half, so too was Robbie Brady, neither of them on a yellow card, so they're not at risk at missing out on the trip to Georgia in September. Ooh, jumping out of defence there with Shane Duffy, and that allows Bergstaller to take it. He lays it off to the left hand side to Kynes. Kynes running then at Cyrus Christie, plays it into the edge of the area, but Harry Arter throws his body on the line and manages to get there in front of Junuzovic and clears it forward down the right hand side for Ireland. Then John Walters does really well to draw the foul from Prodal. He's having a good game, John Walters. He's doing his job, he's holding on to it, he just can't seem to get anyone else involved.
That's the problem, isn't it? Because I spoke throughout that first half, the team sat very deep, then there's that reluctance or difficulty, I suppose, to try to get in support with John Walters. We speak about the isolation of a striker so often, when a team plays like this and defending so deep, it's difficult to get in support. But I'm certainly looking for a much more positive approach this second half.
It is a deep free kick, and it came from the halfway line all the way into the Austrian area, and it was won in the air by Shane Duffy, and he manages to get a free header and good power behind it as well, but he just heads it to the left and wide.
It's unlucky. You say it's come from nothing. Free kick's actually in our own half. Got a really good head on that, actually. Brilliant header from Duffy. Knows exactly what he's trying to do. Direct the header towards the corner. Not so sure whether Lindover in goal would have actually got across to it, but at least it gets the side positive from the start of the game. There's been so little efforts at goal throughout that first half that didn't really give us any positivity throughout that first half, because it was a really poor showing, I have to say that. So just looking to try to get McLean into the game early. This is what the sort of performance that we need from him. Well, get the spark going.
You asked for it and you almost got it, because he was set free down the left hand side by Robbie Brady, but it was picked up by the Austrians, and here they come on the attack now with Alaba running at the heart of the Irish defence, lays it out to this left hand side to Kynes inside the area, first time ball back to Alaba, and at full stretch he just turns it to the right and wide.
That is a hell of a chance. Brilliant from Alaba. You can see with his pace and power running away from Whelan and Arter there, they couldn't live with his pace. Great weight of pass out to the left hand side to Kynes as well, who actually had the awareness as well. I thought he might have taken the strike on early, but decided then to pull it back for Alaba, and Alaba just stretching, wasn't he, on his right foot, his weaker right foot, couldn't quite divert the strike on target. Positive for Austria.
Just something to remember for Ireland as well, if they do push men forward, that the Austrians will be dangerous on the break. Now Harry Arter's gone down. He just was clipped late, maybe even by his own player there. There were a couple of boots going in from Cyrus Christie and from Kynes, and Harry Arter ends up the worse off. He's going to be all right to continue though, and it'll be a throw in to the Austrians. The Irish team again very quickly. Randolph in goal, Christie, Long, Duffy and Ward at the back, Whelan, Arter, Hendrick, Brady and McLean in midfield, and it is now a 4-4-2 of sorts with James McLean up front alongside John Walters. And for the Austrians, Lindner in goals, it is Lehner at right back, Prodal and Dragovic in the centre, Hinteregger the goal scorer at left back, Baumgartner and Alaba in the middle of midfield, Lazaro, Juzanovic and Kynes playing behind Bergstaller. He hasn't had too much of an opportunity yet, but he may now, as Lazaro has it over on the right hand side of the Irish area, gets the low cross in. Oh, two chances there for the Austrians, and it skips in behind both of them, and Ireland have got away with it there, and they're urged forward by the Irish supporters, and they bring it over the halfway line with McLean back to Brady again. All Brady can do under pressure though from Baumgartlinger is actually draw the foul from the Austrian captain. Well, that was another chance for Austria.
That was
Austria
a huge
there.
Chance, Nathan. You say they did well there, Brady, actually, to get the foul there from Bartlinger. But that's what you speak about earlier on as well. Lazara out wide, does well, gets to the byline, beats Stephen Ward, and that's a huge chance. Just gets it all wrong, mistimed the strike.
Well, Junuzovic really should have scored there and probably put this game out of reach for the Republic of Ireland. 6 yards out, and you say, just didn't get the strike off, ended up going behind both him and Alaba. So free kick to Ireland over on the far side of the pitch, just inside the Austrian half, swung in again by Robbie Brady and bounces free at the back post, and another opportunity for Kevin Long. Well, it was Shane Duffy who was in there causing havoc again. He didn't get any sort of a connection and very nearly fell for his centre-half partner, Kevin Long. And in the end, neither of them get a connection and the chance goes a-begging.
Well, I think Long was actually offside. There's no flag, though. But once that ball's come through to him, he should be scoring, really. He can almost allow maybe himself just to let the ball hit him and then take his strike on. I know he has to react quickly then. It's a difficult one, maybe coming through bodies, but it's a big chance. Best chance, probably.
A really open start to the second half. 50 minutes gone at the Aviva Stadium, and it's still Ireland nil, Austria won, but that could change because Walters was through. He was in behind. There was a tackle from the Austrian. He was the last man, and no free kick, says the referee. And Martin O'Neill is incensed in the technical area. It was John Walters who looked to get through. There were no great appeals from him. And diving in there desperately was Dragovic. And did he get a touch? He did get the slightest of touches. He got a good bit of John Walters as well. But that a tackle that was from Alex Dragovic. And the Bayer Leverkusen defender with a goal-saving tackle, you'd have to say.
Well, it was, yeah. It was great. He won the ball. I think the initial foul took place. It was Prödel. Just a little drag back on Walters that actually checked his run, so he couldn't actually run naturally onto it. And it allowed Dragovic then to come back and make the challenge. Referee should have spotted the initial incident. But better. Just positive, isn't it? He's just got the crowd going a bit now.
And Ireland have got themselves another free kick in. There's a little bit of a spark to this game. It's starting to get spicy now as Alaba comes over to get involved. It's a free kick down the Irish right-hand side. It'll be taken by probably Robbie Brady. Harry Arthur is there as well. Alaba standing right over the ball, and the Spanish referee tells him to step away. And Ireland causing problems for the Austrians with these set pieces. Again, you'd assume Shane Duffy is going to be the target. Still waiting for his first ever international goal. Well, will be the time to score.
So much space for Brady to hit there. He's a really good area right over the shoulder of David Alaba.
So it will be Robbie Brady again with the delivery. Swung in with his left foot. The Austrian defence managed to get back and head it clear, though. And now they'll come with Kynes. Kynes skips away from the challenger. Brady plays it into the centre. Oh, it's just a yard in front of Alaba. And Glenn Whelan does really well to slide in front of the Bayern Munich midfielder and get a foot on it. But then Cyrus Christie, all he can do is turn it out of play for a throw into the visitors. Well, this is more like it. Roy Keane said we could expect a war. It was anything but in the opening 45 minutes, but more urgency.
Well, I don't mind we've gone 4-4-2 here, actually, because I just think what it can do to us, it just goes, right, I tell you what then, we're not actually playing that well. Let's just go up man for man. Let's go against men in vital areas. I don't think we've done that nowhere near enough in this game.
Well, Alaba finds space, lays it off to this left-hand side. Cross in low again from Bergstaller. This time it's still not clear. It's still there for Alaba on the left-hand side of the area. Just lays it back to Kynes. It's at the feet of Alaba again. Kynes makes a run on the overlap. He has space down by the end line. Runs it on his right foot, though, it seems, and holds on to it, and he waits for a little bit of support. It's there with Hinteregger. Hinteregger with the shot from 25 yards out, and he never really got the right connection with it. The outside of his left boot, and it goes harmlessly over the top of Darren Randolph's crossbar.
Half chance, wasn't it? Struck well enough there from Hinteregger. But I just think overall now, I'm looking at the side, I'm seeing Daryl Murphy getting warmed up beneath us as well. Now Wes Hoolan's getting warmed up. You would think if the substitutions are going to be made, it's going to be one of those. So you mentioned McGeady as well. He could provide a bit more of an attacking threat for us as well. But I'm certainly looking to Wes Hoolan. He's the one now that's crying out. We've got coming up for 10 minutes into this half. I think we'll see Wes Hoolan in the next 5 or 10 minutes.
What a tackle that was by Alex Dragovic on John Walters. He was bearing down in goal. He was clear through. And it looks as though
Daryl Murphy, I think,
we're going to see a change. Daryl Murphy, it'll be interesting to see who he comes on for. Remember, John Walters hasn't played a huge amount of football towards the end of this season. And this is only his 7th start of 2017 due to a knee injury and a couple of other niggles even this week. Now Brady inside the centre circle, probably should have gone first time, that's what the fans wanted, towards McLean. Instead he holds onto it, plays it out the left along the ground to Ward. His Burnley teammate gives it back to Brady, skips away from one challenge, but he's still inside the centre circle, has to go back inside his own half to Duffy, and Duffy then along the ground to Long. They've been chased down quickly there by Bergstaller, expanding a lot of energy. And long ball forward towards McLean. McLean does really well. Back to John Walters at the edge of D. Oh, Walters can't skip away from challenge. Still there for Arthur. Oh, Arthur on the volley with his left foot. Sends it high and wide.
That's a chance. Big chance. Decent enough ball there from Shane Duffy. Again, it's a diagonal ball that's causing Austria problems. Excellent from McLean. Good hold-up play. Walters just couldn't quite get his strike away. Good challenge it actually was, but Arthur chance. He just actually mishits it again. Well wide in the end. It looked a lot closer to us from our position, but it was well wide. Didn't quite get hold of the strike. But again, it's just more positive from Ireland.
Do you remember Dudu Atwell? Does the name ring a bell, Kevin?
Is that goalkeeper?
That's the Israeli goalkeeper. Yeah. I dare say our friend Heinz Linder might be entering that sort of space very soon as the cross in from McLean. Brady can't control it. There was a huge amount of pace on it in low for McLean inside the air, and it just spins off Brady's right foot and out of play for another goal kick to the Austrians. Change coming for Ireland, and it is an extremely positive change because Stephen Ward is coming off and Daryl Murphy, who saved our bacon in Belgrade right at the start of this campaign, is going to come on. 10 minutes gone in the second half. Stephen Ward's day is done. Didn't do a huge amount wrong, Stephen Ward, but that'll mean Robbie Brady will go to right left back, we presume. James McLean will go out to the left wing, and it will be the Twin Towers approach of Daryl Murphy and John Walters up front.
Well, now you're wanting maybe a right winger as well, so I'd be looking at somebody perhaps like McGeady now that could come in and play on the right hand side, because Jeff Hendrick's not necessarily going to be that player that's going to get on onto the touchline, get the ball and go and get crosses in. You've got a good natural winger in James McLean from the left hand side, Robbie Brady in support. You'll get plenty of ammunition for those two if you're going to get crosses in. Perhaps a substitution might be made now. You could be looking at McGeady. We're looking at Wes Hoolan, yes, of course, but McGeady could be one that could come in on the right hand side.
The momentum you feel with Ireland at the moment, though, Alaba is starting to find a little bit more space. Christie, lovely little ball between two Austrian players into Hendrick. Hendrick now to Whelan inside the centre circle. Good forward ball from Whelan there to the feet of Murphy. Murphy with his back to goal gives it to Arthur, and it's out to the left hand side to Brady. Brady onto McLean. McLean facing down the Austrian fullback. Brings it back into the centre to Arthur. Almost runs into the referee. Urge to shoot instead. Plays it along the ground, and a bad ball for once from Harry Arthur. Sloppy from him. Glenn Whelan can't control it. The Austrians will come away on the counter attack with Kynes. Kynes out to this left hand side. 11 minutes gone, the second half. Ireland 0, Austria 1. Cyrus Christie steals it away. Hinteregger dives in, two footed there on Cyrus Christie. It'll be a free kick to the home side, and Cyrus Christie getting more involved in this game, maybe starting to find his feet and get a little bit of confidence. We could do with seeing him bombing forward down that right hand side.
I thought it was a good challenge. I did. I thought he wins the ball. Maybe it's his follow through trailing leg that perhaps catches Christie, but decent enough challenge there, I thought, from Hinteregger.
Now, watching the replay, he certainly did get the ball. So a huge half hour coming up for this Irish side. They trail by a goal to nil. Remember, they started this game 4 points clear of Austria. The Austrians will be right back in it. Oh, a chance almost for Daryl Murphy. The header there at the back post. It just didn't arrive at him. He was poised to pounce, and it's cleared out by the Austrians for a corner kick to Ireland.
Well, Shane Duffy trying to get the crowd up behind the goal there. Just tried to create a bit of spark. Best chances have come from those long balls, haven't they? Diagonal balls, whether it's been into Duffy or in open play to John Walters.
They just can't cope with Duffy from any sort of set piece. So a corner kick to Ireland. It'll be taken by Robbie Brady. Duffy is in there. So too is Long. So too is Walters. The Aviva Stadium in full voice. The corner kick. It's an outswinger. It's aimed towards Duffy. This time Duffy doesn't get in the end of the header. Still there for Walters. Oh, his header is laid back towards McLean. He decides to leave it eventually then for Harry Arthur. Arthur chips it in, and it was sort of a nothing option in the end from Harry Arthur. Did it take a deflection? It did, and the keeper can't keep it in, and it's going to be a corner kick to Ireland down to our right hand side. Well, I thought Harry Arthur got caught in two minds between taking on the shot and just dinking it back into the Austrian penalty area, but it took a deflection, and it means it'll be another corner kick for Ireland. This time on the near side, the Irish right, and again, Robbie Brady, the hero of last summer, to take this corner kick. Duffy has stayed forward again. Will it be aimed at Shane Duffy? It's aimed towards the back post, so the keeper comes and Lindner gets his arm to it, out to the Irish left-hand side where it'll be picked up by McLean. McLean staring down Alaba, drills it in low. He just can't get it past Bergstaller though, who clears it up towards the halfway line again. Glenn Whelan has it, first time ball back to Cyrus Christie. He'll really have no option but to go back to Randolph. Randolph brings it out of his penalty area and drills it forward towards Walters. Walters does win it in the air, tries to flick it on towards Murphy. The keeper's coming out, he's in no man's land. Oh, and Murphy just tried to flick it around the defender. I don't think he realised where the keeper was. Ireland still have it down this right hand side with Christie. Oh, Christie can't get around the challenge of Hinteregger. There now for Arthur. Hendrick inside the area. Hendrick looking to pull it back for McLean. His pass is off, and then Alaba manages to clear it out for a throw in. It's all Ireland now. Incessant pressure from the team in green.
Much better, much better. Hendrick involved there. You say Christie's prepared to step in now, I think, from right back. I think there's a real reluctance from both our fullbacks in the first half to sit quite deep. No real pressure. You'll get it from Brady now, of course you will.
Well, the throw-in is there. Comes Harry Arthur on the edge of the D. Oh. Takes a deflection off the Austrian defender. No handball, say the officials. Hinteregger can't get it clear. It spins back into the area to John Walters. Walters with his back to goal inside the Austrian penalty area. Looking for options. Has a few around him. Hendrick, first time ball then to the feet of Christie. Out this right-hand side. Christie, left foot across in. Towards the back post. There was a tugging the jersey of Daryl Murphy there by Lehner, the full back. I don't think Daryl Murphy was going to get there, which may have made the referee's mind up for him. And the ball spins out of play for a goal kick to the Austrians. An hour gone. Ireland 0, Austria 1.
Better. Again, it's Christie getting forward, checking onto his left foot that time to put the cross in. I think that would have been a harsh penalty if the referee would have given that. Might be one of those you get a foul outside the area because there was a little bit of obstruction, but I think that's a harsh one really. But better, it's just better, isn't it? And it's all just come down. It's not been great football, but it's just more positive. People are running forward, people are passing forward, and we're getting crosses into the penalty area.
A bit of annoyance there as James McLean gives away a free kick for a foul on Stefan Lehner. So it'll be a free kick for the Austrians and just an opportunity for them to catch their breath. Because Ireland are coming, really applying some pressure now, and they're going to get increasingly desperate, you sense, as well, as they try and force their way back into this game. A mistake now from the fullback Lehner, playing it straight out of play for a throw into Ireland.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's, I mean, you're hoping really to play on the vulnerability from Austria here. They've been a little bit more on the back foot this half, and we've pressed them back. I think it's been a positive start, I have to say that. But that's where you would look, that uncertainty that's around them in the group at the moment, the negativity that's around the squad. Try and put them under pressure and create more of that negative feel around the team.
Shane Duffy passes the ball straight out of play, not for the first time in this game, trying to go diagonal towards James McLean again, playing it behind the West Brom winger. But in the build up to that, it was another strong challenge from Glenn Whelan. He's having a really good game in the middle of midfield. We may be appealing for Wes Ullin, but it hasn't been Glenn Whelan's fault that Ireland are trailing in this game. It's those around him, and we particularly look, I think, at probably Brady and Hendrick not having the impact we would have expected for them.
Well, when you go with the 4-4-2 like we've gone now as well, personally, I don't see the reliance upon using Jeff Hendrick as a right winger. He's not a right winger. He doesn't want to play there in that position. He's uncomfortable playing in that role. Look, you see how narrow he's coming. It's not a natural position to him. He wants to come narrow on the ball, and every time the ball's played outside of him, he's got so much ground to cover, and it's an easy one then just to pass it by him like he's doing now. So it's difficult for Hendrick playing that role. So I've got sympathy with him because he's playing in an unnatural role for him, but I don't see the reason for playing him out there.
Keynes manages to win a throw-in to Austria on the halfway line down this left-hand side. It'll be interesting to see what Martin O'Neill does next if Wes Hoolan is to come on. Ireland going with a direct approach at the moment with both Walters and Murphy up front.
Well, the thing even with Hoolan is going to be more natural at coming in off the right-hand side. Even if you're stuck with the system and you play him on a right or on the left-hand side, he's more natural coming in off the sides to play with strikers. You've got two strikers now, so that's where you would want a wide man to come in and play with the strikers. Little given goals around the penalty area that cause problems.
And Alaba and Baumgartlinger manages to lose it inside the Irish half. Just a long hoof forward now, and Walters putting some pressure on Dragovic. A desperate last gas puck over his own head by Dragovic, but now it's given away by Baumgartlinger, and McLean brings it towards the edge of the area. Crosses it onto his left foot. Has Arthur takes it on himself, James McLean, and pulls his shot to the right and wide. He should have taken the option of playing the simple ball to Harry Arthur.
The only thing that was in his mind there, James McLean, was to get the strike away. He had two options to his left hand side as he checks in onto his left foot. Arthur and Walters bring great positions, but there was no thought of James McLean just to give a simple ball sideways to perhaps shift Austria's defence that are continuously running across the pitch anyway. He wants to take the strike on. It did open up for him, but he should have done better in the strike that he took on. But I just feel the better option, as you say, was just to move it sideways to Harry Arthur.
He was the hero in Vienna back in November, that sensational team goal that Ireland scored for what really was a groundbreaking win. First time we've beaten higher ranked opposition away from home in almost 30 years. But all that hard work in Vienna, really it'll be for nothing if Ireland lose that this game, because we're really right back at square one.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think we'd spoken in such glowing terms, positivity around the squad, particularly after that performance last week. We were quite happy about coming in. We were all confident. And we were thinking about this game being the game that we can actually put Austria to bed, hoping, I feel as though, that Serbia can go and beat Wales later on. Then you're virtually at a playoff. You're more or less guaranteeing a playoff from the position that we're in then now. And then you're looking at a shootout between ourselves and Serbia. This sort of result, of course, puts a whole different dynamic on the group. But as it's been proven in past qualifying campaigns, it's never always straightforward, is it, with us? So of course there'll be a negative feeling. This was a great chance for us today against quite a poor Austria side. I have to say that there's no real strength apart from Alaba within this Austria side. There's no real player that you're going to look at and go, you tell you what, they're going to really hurt us. Hinteregger's played well actually, but they've got no real quality, I don't feel.
We've just had a break in play for the past couple of minutes because Alex Dragovic has picked up what looks potentially like a hamstring injury. He's just gone off the pitch behind Lindner's goal. He's still receiving treatment and it looks as though he's going to be okay to continue. It didn't seem that way a couple of moments ago. He's had an excellent game, Alex Dragovic. So far he'd be a big blow for Austria if they lost him. So 20 minutes gone in the second half and Ireland still looking for the breakthrough. And I mentioned how Ireland have been excellent defensively. That goal from Hinteregger, the first they conceded at home in this campaign. Remember, the only goal they've scored at home in, well, two and a big games now, is that one goal from Seamus Coleman against Georgia. 0-0 draw against Wales as well. And with Shane Long injured and Robbie Keane retired, you feel it's going to be a consistent problem that Irish managers are going to have to deal with over the next few years.
Yeah, we know that's coming, don't we? We know it's been coming for a long time. The last 5-6 years we've been saying when Robbie Keane retires, where are the goals going to come from? We were hoping Shane Long could step up consistently and score bagfuls, but that's not necessarily always going to be the case. He's not a natural finisher, he's not a player of Robbie Keane's ilk, but we're hopeful now over the next few campaigns that we've got someone that can step in and fill those shoes.
John Walters, the leading scorer in the squad, 13 international goals for him. This is 49th international appearance, but he hasn't scored a competitive goal since those couple of crucial goals in the playoff against Bosnia a couple of years ago. Had that one chance in the first half. He has made an impact. He has frustrated the Austrian defenders. And there he is again, the ball just going over his head, but it'll be picked up by Darrell Murphy down the Irish right-hand side, almost down by the corner flag. Two Austrian defenders over with him, waiting for some support, looking for options. Darrell Murphy and Cyrus Christie was there. He couldn't get it back to Christie. It comes back off Keynes, and it'll be a throw into Ireland in line with the edge of the Austrian penalty area down this right-hand side, taken quickly from Christie to his former Derby teammate Hendrick. Hendrick loses it though and it's sent forward from Keynes. It'll be another throw into Ireland and the ball picked up by Martin O'Neill. A bit of urgency as he gives it to Duffy, but Ireland weren't going to cost themselves 10-15 yards. It's thrown up along the line towards Cyrus Christie. And that little break in play for Dragovic's injury probably came at a good time for the Austrians. It's just taking the sting out of Ireland for a couple of moments. Throw in taken, flicked into the area there by Walters, helped on by McLean, comes down for Darrell Murphy, couldn't get it under control, and then it's cleared out of the area by the Austrians, and Shane Duffy will battle away there with Bergstaller. And a throw into Ireland. Shane Duffy took it while running. It could well have been a foul throw. Gives it to Whelan. It's back with Kevin Long, short little pass then to Duffy. Duffy's probably going to go with the long diagonal ball forward again. He does, trying to pick out James McLean, just over the head of McLean. One in the air by Lehner, and then Lazaro's back helping out as well, but Lehner's in trouble there under pressure from McLean. All he can do is send it up along the line where it's picked up by the now Irish left back Robbie Brady throwing themselves in there, but Lehner went down low and manages to turn it out of play for a throw in to Ireland over on the far side of the pitch, the Irish left. Robbie Brady is going to be the man to take this. Looks as though he's setting himself up to throw it long. He tries his best. He sends it in just over the head of John Walters on the edge of the area there, picked up by Whelan. Whelan runs straight into Alaba though now, and the Austrians will come away on the counter attack with Bergstaller now skips away from Duffy, who dived in down low. Still Bergstaller just on the left hand side of the penalty area, been tracked by Cyrus Christie, just runs in to Cyrus Christie, and it goes out of play for a corner kick for the Austrians. I think Bergstaller just ran out of legs at the very end there.
He did, but it was a great run from him, wasn't it? big striker there, Bergstall. He've just continued to drive forward. Once he get past the initial challenge, I think it was Duffy, wasn't it? As much as I spoke about Robbie Brady in the first half, went to go and commit Christie. I know he perhaps did run out of leg, but there was a chance in the first half for Brady. Go and commit the centre-half. Go and try and win a corner or win a penalty or anything.
So corner kick for the Austrians. It's met at the near post by Glenn Whelan. Oh, an acrobatic effort there almost from Bergstaller. Didn't get any connection. And James McLean picks it up down by the corner flag over on the left-hand side for Ireland. Charging forward, rampaging pass. Two challenges, but then he loses it through a strong challenge from the Austrians, and they'll come again away with Alaba. Alaba just lays it off to Baumgartlinger. Back to Alaba again. Happy to hold on to possession and holds on to it and gives it to the full-back Lehner. Still midway inside the Irish half. Down the right wing for the Austrians. It's at the feet of David Alaba. So calm in possession of the ball. And there's going to be the ball kicked out by Dragovic because he is injured. He's not going to be able to continue. Alex Dragovic, he's gone down inside the centre circle just to waste a few more seconds. The referee, I think, has told him that he has stopped his watch and that there's no point wasting any time. So Dragovic has picked himself up and he is going to slowly jog off the pitch. And is that the end of his day? Well, you would expect it is.
Yeah. I think he wanted the stretcher on, didn't he? He wanted everything, kill as much time as possible. But just think, you said before, you mentioned that the injury, the initial injury, the clash with Dragovic, that just stemmed the flow of attacks that Ireland was gaining a little bit of momentum at that time.
Well, Zulu's about to come on. Again.
Yeah.
Well, this is the change the Irish supporters wanted. 20 minutes remaining. Can Wes Houlihan save the Republic of Ireland? And the player he's about to come on for is Harry Arter. Maybe Harry Arter's influence has just waned a little bit over the last 10 minutes or so, but for the first hour he was arguably Ireland's best player. So Wes Houlihan is on for his 40th cap.
It's quite surprising. I thought he may have sacrificed Glenn Whelan with needing that goal. He's done okay. He's not been brilliant by any stretch of the imagination, Harry Arter, but I just feel as though he was the only player that was prepared to take the ball. I mentioned before, Wes Houlihan has just come in, same system, 4-4-2, but Houlihan can play off the right-hand side. He can be creative. So you would imagine he'll be narrow, pretty much the same position that Jeff Hendrick was taking, but he's much more comfortable at taking the ball and taking the ball at times with his back to goal, being creative, being that player that's going to provide us a little bit of spark that you look for.
Kevin Long has just gone through the back of Bergstaller, so he's given away a free kick taken by the Austrians, and the team in white attack down the right hand side. Bergstaller, was he offside? No, he keeps it in play down the right, down by the end line, gets a low cross in. Could be a chance here for Austria. They have to go back to Alaba. He gets the shot off. Oh, he scuffed his shot, and then his clearance was scuffed as well desperately by Cyrus Christie, but he just got enough on it to turn it out of play for a throw into the Austrians down their left hand side.
It wasn't too comfortable for Cyrus Christie, mishit shot as you say, but I think he actually had to make the interception because he was a player. I think it was Kynes, it was beyond him.
Hinteregger, and will his goal be the winning of this game? Baumgartlinger just chips it into the area there, but headed clear by Duffy, and Murphy's control wasn't great, but it's back to Cyrus Christie. Walters slips over, so that allows Prodl to pick up the ball, and Kynes is over there. Wes Houlihan's first touch of the ball almost gives it away, and a long ball forward now. John Walters is in behind. The offside flag stays down. He's on the right-hand side of the area. It's James McLean over to his left. Darren Murphy is there as well. Now it's Wes Houlihan. Wes Houlihan just down to our right-hand side. Wes Houlihan with the cross in. It's a decent ball. Oh, and it was very nearly an own goal, but it is saved on the line. Very nearly the instant impact from Wes Houlihan. A wonderful delivery from down the right-hand side with his left foot. And the chance just goes a begging for the Republic of Ireland.
Well, it was a great ball, brilliant ball from Houlihan, an immediate impact on the game, put into such a good area. It was such a difficult one for them to defend. It was Lehner getting back, almost scoring the own goal. There's actually a chance in there as well. I think it was John Walters and Murphy that were both going to challenge for it. Should have done better actually and got the head on the end of it, but Lehner nearly, very very nearly diverted it into his own net.
What a pass from Wes Houlihan. Now the Austrians coming down the right hand side again, cleared by Long, but it's picked up by Januzovic. Januzovic then to Lazaro, and quick 1-2 between Januzovic and Lazaro, but he's going backwards now. That's with Dragovic, who has come back on and is continuing. You would think from an Irish point of view maybe you just stick James McLean on him for a few minutes and see how that leg holds up. Now it's a long ball forward again. It's route one stuff from Ireland. Sometimes they get a little bit of joy, more often than not they're not getting any.
No, maybe sensed it from the last one, just it was a long clearance. It wasn't actually a pass from Cyrus Christie that put John Walters away. He's just gone a little bit flat again, hasn't he? As I think was, I mean, great ball from Hoolahan, but we've had spells now in the last 15 minutes or so, after the initial 15 minutes of the half, where Ireland were right on top of the game. Just got a little bit quieter now.
Now Austria are going to make their first change of the game, and it is Guido Bergstaller, whose wait for his first international goal will continue. He put in quite a shift, didn't really have any sort of a sniff at goal, and he is going to be replaced by the number 11, who is Martin Harnik. Maybe a bit of a surprise that Harnik didn't start this game. An experienced attacking player, coming on for 66th cap, currently playing in the German second division with Hanover. He scored in Austria's last qualifier against Moldova, so he'll be a direct replacement for Bergstaller for what is the final 15 minutes at the Aviva Stadium. And Aidan McGeady is about to come on as well. Ireland still trailing Austria by a goal to nil, and we thought this might be a chance to kill off the Austrians. Right now Ireland will be so grateful for a 1-1 draw. McLean over on the left hand side for Ireland, urged to shoot there as Hendrick turns back though, and then gives it along the ground to Hoolahan. Hoolahan can't get it past the Austrian defender. It's going to be a throw into Ireland. Takes it quickly to the feet of Brady, 20 yards inside the Austrian half, to Hoolahan, who's tight to that left-hand touchline. Brady has to go back. He almost runs into trouble in the form of Harnik, and Austria almost come clear, but Kevin Long comes across. He's in a bit of a lecture by the Irish fans because he gave it back to Darren Randolph. They want everything to go forward now. Long ball forward from Randolph. Well, it did us very well when you think back to Shane Long's goal against Germany. Glenn Whelan trying to slide a little ball through to his Stoke colleague. Walters doesn't come off, and Alaba has it midway inside the Austrian half. And now it's Kynes bringing it over the halfway line down the Austrian left. Gives it to Harnik, the substitute. Just doesn't arrive at the feet of Harnik. Christie steps out. He puts his foot there first, and it's going to be a throw into the Austrians, but Ireland are going to make their final change, and Glenn Whelan's day is done. He hands over the captain's armband to Jonathan Walters, and Aidan McGeady is on. A 90th cap for Aidan McGeady. Coming off a brilliant season with Preston, their player of the season, 8 goals. I wonder where he will be next season. And right now, right in front of him, can he save Ireland? We mentioned earlier, you think back to that Georgia game at the start of Martin O'Neill's reign when he scored those 2 late goals. All right, now I think we take one. 13 minutes left. Ireland still trailing by a goal to nil. You're listening to Off the Ball on News Talk. We're on air till 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have plenty of reaction to this game as well over the next couple of nights. Performance-wise, well, certainly in the first 45, really wasn't up to scratch. It's been better. It has been a far better tempo to Ireland's play during this second half, and they've been creating some chances. Cyrus Christie has it back to the centre circle, where it's picked up by Long out to the left hand side, then to Brady, has McLean in front of him. Instead, he steps back inside, lovely little dink ball through to Murphy, back to Brady again. Brady's return ball to Murphy though is overhit, and it's cleared by the Austrians only as far as the halfway line, and it's with Shane Duffy out to this right hand side to Christie is McGeady near him. He also has Wes Hoolahan. What can Hoolahan do? Couple of little step overs from Hoolahan, then he gives it back to Hendrick, and there's space out here for Brady midway inside the Austrian half, lines up the shot, takes a deflection off Lazaro though, comes back to Brady again. Now it's picked up by Hendrick along the ground. Hoolahan first time back to McGeady, helps it on then to Christie down this right hand side. He's some big men inside the area, back to McGeady again, brings it into a more central position. McGeady lays it off to Brady. Ireland playing all their possession football just outside the Austrian area, and eventually it's dinked in by Brady towards Darrell Murphy.
Better, isn't it? Moving the ball quickly. McGeady, Hoolahan, you can see when you come on initially to the right hand side, he's just basically given a free roll. Go and play, go and get the team ticking, and he's done that. In fairness to him, he does provide that bit of a spark.
So Austria, as we wait for this Irish corner, are going to make another change, and Zlatko Janusevic is going to be replaced by Florian Grillitsch, Werder Bremen player, coming off for just his second cap. He'll just sit in alongside Baumgartlinger and Alaba in the middle of the Austrian midfield. So a chance for Ireland from this corner kick. What can Robbie Brady deliver? It's just down to our right-hand side, in front of that singing section. It is a sea of green over there. And Brady wants Lazaro to take a couple of steps back. Duffy is up. Long is up. Walters and Murphy in there as well. Everyone around this stadium waiting for Robbie Brady. Brady with the delivery. It's a decent one. Oh, it's cleared off the line. Still there for McLean, who volleys over from 7 yards out. What a chance for Ireland. And for the second time in this second half, a clearance on the goal line saves the Austrians.
Oh, it's a fullback, isn't it, Lehner? Slight touch there was actually from Walters, I think, that got himself across the goalkeeper. What a chance. And actually, the good chance as well for McLean, a little bit more composed, just trying to go for power. I think he should be doing better there, actually, James McLean, as that ball came into him.
He almost just seemed to lose his composure for a moment, James McLean. It was Kevin Long who got in front of the goalkeeper there, just got his head on the end of that ball, and Lehner saves the Austrians on the goal line. It fell for James McLean, and his left-footed half volley smashed over the top of the crossbar. But Ireland aren't dead yet, not by a long shot. They trail by a goal to nil as we tick past the 80-minute mark. Ball at the feet of the Austrian keeper, Lindner. Sends it back in towards the Irish half, over the head of Harnick. Christie heads it forward, only to the feet of Harnick, though now he has it. He has Alaba just in front of him. Still Martin Harnick. Harnick to Alaba. He plays the ball behind the Bayern Munich player, and it's hoofed forward again by Cyrus Christie. It's all Route 1 stuff now. It might work, though, as Darren Murphy puts some pressure there on Dragovic. Dragovic again holds his ground well, and with the diving header, gets it back to his goalkeeper.
He has done well, Dragovic. I was talking about him earlier on. Is it could be a weakness, but I think he's actually done very well. He's defended all those sort of situations really well. A couple of last-gap challenges as well, but overall he's actually been one of Austria's best performers defensively.
And now Kynes has space down the left-hand side. Here's Christie chasing back, brings it towards the end line. Low cross in. Oh, it's just an inch in front of Lazaro, who was flying into the area. That was another huge opportunity for Austria, and Ireland get away with it. And they will start to build from the back with Robbie Brady.
What a chance, wasn't it? Brady switched off a little bit at left back. He allowed Lazaro to get across him. Just the pace on the cross, wasn't it, that beat Lazaro in the end?
Alaba just inside the Irish half. Quite a few people tweeting in, pointing out, look what happens when you have a player on both posts from corner kicks.
You know what, fair play, great spot that. So often you'll see it when you watch, we cover a lot of the Premier League games, don't you? You'll see goals being scored in similar positions, no one on the post. Just makes the goal so much narrower, doesn't it? Helps the goalkeeper out.
Well, now Harnick is in behind, and Darren Randolph has to be quick off his line, and he is just that, and he dives down low and collects the ball.
I think that even that position there, there's a real chance. Randolph wanting to distribute quickly, no one wanting to come and take the ball off him. I think there, Jeff Hendricks, give him an angle, take the ball, then play it wide to McLean. McLean's frustrated because he wants Hendrick to take it and get it moved out wide to him.
And where's Hoolan's frustrated there? Because, well, since he's come on, Ireland must have played 7 or 8 balls straight over his head, totally bypassing the midfield. And they're over the heads of Murphy and Walters as well. Their greatest strength isn't their pace.
I think he's actually telling Jeff Hendrick, Wes Hoolan as well, that he should have been given the angle. It's a quick ball out as well. What it does as well, it just, because they're obviously dislodged as a side, Austria, you're freeing players that are maybe in positions where you can actually take a bit of a chance with that first one. Ball it out first, get Hendrick on the ball. Your second pass then is is easier.
And the other game in this group, Georgia have come from 2-0 down to level it up at 2-2 against Moldova. But in a 6-team group, they are the teams that are not going to be making an impact, and we thought maybe we would turn 4-3 tonight, but Austria on course to force their way right back into the reckoning in Group D. Osiris Christie is offside when really he shouldn't be. It was John Walters who played him through down the right wing, but he's made his run a second too early.
Too early, didn't need to as well. I think once he sees he's in an offside position.
He was offside either. The right back over on the far side was just playing him on.
It's a good spot.
Either
that.
Way, with 7 minutes left, it's another chance gone for Ireland, and they still trail by a goal to nil. That goal came on the half-hour mark. Martin Hinteregger.
It's just been flat, though, hasn't it? It's just been one of those flat games. I feel better in the second half. And without, as I said earlier on, not playing great football. It's just been basically a the players are prepared to run forward and pass it forward. I know a lot of those balls have been long balls, but at least it's been a bit more positive.
Now Grealish just lays it off then to Lazaro. Back to Grealish again, a desperate saving tackle. It's still there though, and he gets it off. Oh, and Darren Randolph at full stretch manages to tip the ball around the post. Valentino Lazaro spinning his body, getting the shot off, and both himself and Grealish involved. And it forces a decent stop after a brilliant block down as well inside the area, in Ireland just about hanging on.
Yeah, it was too easy though, wasn't it? Good challenge actually it was from Duffy coming in. And at the end, it was actually a decent enough save because he sees it quite late, Darren Randolph.
So it is a corner kick to the Austrians, taken by Alaba, sent towards the back post towards Harnik. He got the connection there. It's still there for the Austrians before eventually it's sent clear up towards the Austrian half. It bounces inside the Austrian half. McGeady is battling away with the fullback. Grealish helps it along, and there's space for Alaba. Alaba comes back inside, just inside the Irish half. Thinks the ball over the top. Ooh, and it's an important header there from Shane Duffy, just stepping across in front of Harnik and then sent forward by Robbie Brady. Again, it's just a long ball forward. Can eventually John Walters take advantage? He can. Walters on the ball.
Yes!
John Walter equalises for the Republic of Ireland. It was Route 1 stop, and John Walters brings this stadium to its feet. 5 minutes remaining, and Ireland are level, and John Walters is the hero again. It's Ireland 1, Austria 1.
Well, Dragovic, who I just spoke about, has played really well. Just come from a really high, long ball. Dragovic gets sucked under the ball under pressure from Walters, but once Walters sets himself, he finishes it brilliantly. They might be claiming a foul, but what a strike from Walters into the corner, giving Lindover no chance. Brilliant response there, because they said it's not been a great performance, but Walters has worked hard. You've mentioned him early on. He's worked really, really hard through the game without getting too many balls that have been played into with real quality, and he's made something of nothing there. Brilliant finish from Walters.
A smashing finish from John Walters, and maybe Ireland aren't done yet. There's still 5 minutes remaining in the World Cup qualifier. It's Republic of Ireland 1, Austria 1, a 14th international goal for John Walters, and he loves playing the Austrians here in Dublin. Scored both the goals last time out in a 2-2 draw, and now we come again with Wes Hoolan. Hoolan just can't get away from Gamgartlinger. How do the Austrians respond to that? Hinteregger forward there to Harnik. Harnik trying to get it back to Grealish, but Kevin Long has played really well today as well. And here is John Walters using his strength to hold off Dragovic, laying it off to the left-hand side to McLean. McLean on the left-hand side of the area, twisting, turning, almost gets the cross in, blocked down by Lehner. And listen to the noise around this stadium now as McLean earns the corner kick.
Brilliant response, excellent from James McLean. Good hold-up play again though from Johnny Walters, wasn't it? Up against Dragovic. I don't want to say it, but spoke about him earlier. He was very rash, and he might think there's all that John Walters has maybe pushed him under the ball at the goal, but I think he's got to do better, Dragovic. I think he's taken a few chances today, and invariably they've come off for him.
Corner kick over on the far side, taken by Robbie Brady. It's an outswinger. Oh, it's met in the air. Oh, it's hooked over his own crossbar. Still not.
Yeah!
He's in the back of the net.
Yeah!
And they're in front, and it's Shane Duffy. Not or not.
Oh,
it's been disallowed.
I
thought initially the referee had pointed to say it was a goal. He had pointed for a free out.
I don't think
it was chaos inside the Austrian penalty area from the corner kick. It was almost hooked into his own net by the Austrian defender initially, by Grealish. It dropped down. Walters and Duffy both went up. I mean, the ball ended up in the back of the net. Was there a leading arm by Shane Duffy?
And he probably doesn't need to, because he's under so much pressure, Lehner. He's got a standing jump. Doesn't need to lean with his arm. Probably is. It's the arm that's getting across Lehner that the referee calls. It's probably right. But he doesn't need to, because he's under that much pressure.
Oh, Walters is through again. Walters out of his right foot. Oh, he's taken down, surely. No,
it's
says
a penalty.
Referee. Play on. It had to be a penalty. They're playing on, though. McGeady inside the area. Gets the cross. Houlihan. Oh, his shot is blocked
it's
down.
It's going to be a penalty.
And it's still cleared. Eventually,
it's going to be a penalty.
Out there throwing. Oh, surely that should have been a penalty. John Walters. Well, he was set up for the shot with the right foot, and as he went for it, his foot was clipped. He's injured in the process. He's telling them to hold on with the throw-in.
That's
but
a penalty.
Surely that was a penalty
kick.
It's
got to be. He's fouled when he's about to take his strike on John Walters. He's not got the ball.
What an end to this game. Cyrus Christie with the throw-in over the head of Walters. It might still be there. Still not cleared. Eventually it is by Keynes up towards the halfway line. Well, it's been an incredible last 3-4 minutes here at the Aviva Stadium. Ireland 1, Austria 1. McLean
coming forward down the left-hand side. Four Irish players inside the penalty area. McLean onto his right foot, doesn't get it past Dragovic though, and he just fires it forward into the Irish half again, and Duffy will give it back to Darren Randolph. 90 seconds of normal time remaining, and suddenly we do not want this game to end, because if there's going to be a winner, it's going to come from the boys in green, you sense.
Well, you know what's going to be said after the game. Soon as Joel comes on, he's going to say, why didn't Wes Hoolan start the game? Why didn't, you know, why was the team picked the way that it was?
Well, the goal was the most on Wes Hoolan type goal you will ever see.
You're right,
it was reminiscent in some ways of Shane Long against Germany. It was Robbie Brady with a ball 80 yards through the air. But what a finish
it was
from
a
John
great
Walters.
Finish. Great finish. I'm more gutted about the second one there as well, because I don't think Shane Duffy goes and needs to make the challenge the way that he challenges.
This is the opportunity for the penalty.
Oh, it's a penalty, isn't it? He fouls him,
it
though.
It looks as though he just kicks the ground, but there's a little flick of his heel.
He definitely nicks his leg. It's a foul. He's obstructing when he's going to take the strike on. So it should be a penalty. Clear penalty.
Well, I think the big decisions haven't just evened themselves out. That's three huge decisions the referee had to make.
Yeah.
Firstly, the goal. Was there a little nudge in the back from Walters and Dragovic? Didn't give that. Gave the goal to Ireland. Then the ball was in the back of the net again within 90 seconds. It judged that Shane Duffy had led with his arm. And then that was a surefire penalty kick. 15 seconds of normal time remaining. Long kick forward by Randolph. Bounces over Walters' head. Headed clear by Prodl. Helped on by Grilich. Sent back in by Hendrick. Bouncing around in the air as Alaba helps it on then. Now Duffy. 4 minutes of added time. Is there still time for a winner? As it stands, Ireland will go top of Group D for a few hours at least before Wales take on Serbia later this evening. The gap against Austria will remain at 4 points. We'll have plenty of time for analysing where the performance went wrong for long periods. I don't think any of the 48 or so thousand Irish supporters in this stadium will care less about performance quality if we can steal a win right at the very end. Grilich has it for Austria. Baumgartlinger snicked away from him by Houlihan though. Houlihan then ricochets it off Grilich. Back to Hendrick. Hendrick goes down under the challenge though of Hinteregger. Play on, says the referee. Hendrick still on. McLean has it now. Lays it back to Brady. Hendrick needs to pick himself up quickly. The ball is just inside the Irish half. Now it's with Shane Duffy. Christie wants it to his feet on this right hand side. It's given to Cyrus Christie and his control lets him down. The ball from Duffy was overhead. And Martin O'Neill is having a right go at Shane Duffy for the quality of that ball.
I think it was alright. He's actually had to wrap it into him. Just get your touch right, Cyrus Christie, really.
So a throw into the Austrians on the halfway line. Hinteregger, he's not going to be the match winner, it seems. McGeady inside to Hendrick, who looks as though he's just picked up a little bit of knock from that incident. Long helps it on to Brady. Ireland still inside their own half. Now it's with McLean. McLean back again to Kevin Long, and Long helps it on to Duffy. Ireland just can't get out of their own half. Duffy's going to go long. He's going to go route one. Sends it over to the left-hand side to McLean. Easily won in the air by Lehner. His header isn't a good one, though, and it'll be picked up by James McLean over on that left-hand touchline. Pass inside to Houlihan. Houlihan's control lets him down, and that'll allow the Austrians to come away with the ball, but he's stolen it back again. Still time for Ireland. We're in injury time at the end of this game. It is the Republic of Ireland 1, Austria 1. 2.5 minutes gone of the 4 allotted in injury time. Shane Duffy has the ball inside the centre circle. Skips away from one challenge. Lays it off then to Houlihan. Houlihan has a chance to get the cross in. Well, it's just in front of Darren Murphy. Headed clear by Dragovic. And Hendrick puts his head on. Alaba gets a touch and it's hoofed forward by Hinteregger deep into the Irish half, deep into the Irish penalty area. 3 minutes of added time gone. We're into the final minute of this game. Sent forward from Randolph up towards Walters. A clear push in the back of John Walters, and the referee doesn't blow his whistle again. Walters, surely there was a nudge. Referee just not giving Ireland the decisions in the final few minutes, and Austria come away in the counter attack. Lazaro down the left hand side now, staring them down as Cyrus Christie brings it back inside. It's with Alaba. We've seen him do it before against Ireland in the final moments. It's cleared though by the green jerseys back into the Austrian half. Hinteregger, route one. There's going to be nobody there. It's over the head of Alaba, and Darren Randolph collects it, urging everyone forward. This will surely be the last passage of play. Randolph volleys it forward. Oh, it's controlled by John Walters. It's just taken away from him though by Prodl, and it's back with Lindner, and maybe that is the final chance for the Republic of Ireland.
Yeah, I think that is it, isn't it?
It has been a breathless final 10 minutes to this game. final 10 minutes that has seen Ireland grab an equaliser through John Walters. We are still playing. Surely the Spanish referee isn't going to allow too much more time. We are over the 94 minutes. He has a good long look at his watch, and I think this is going to be it. It's a throw in to Austria just inside the Irish half, right in front of their own technical area. And it'll be taken by Hinteregger. It looked as though he was going to be the match winner for this Austrian side. Loose ball forward there in the end from the Austrians. It'll be a goal kick, and that is the final action. John Walters rescues a point for the Republic of Ireland. A brilliant volley, 5 minutes from time. It could have been even better, though. Two opportunities in the 2 minutes after that. First, the ball did end up in the back of the net. Shane Duffy led with his arm. Should it have been allowed? Well, we're going to say it should have been. And then what looked a clear foul on John Walters as he lined up a shot inside the area. The referee didn't give the decision. Silence almost greeting the full-time whistle, Kevin, because I don't think anyone really knows what to make of that performance and of that result.
Well, the performance overall probably across the 90 wasn't good enough. Simply wasn't good enough. First half was very, very poor. I think the second half was better tempo to the game. I think there was certainly an injection of something within the side. I think the introduction certainly helped with the substitutions. John Walters and Daryl Murphy come in. I think that certainly helped the performances going forward. Overall, how do we make of it? I think it was a great last 10 minutes. It was always exciting. I think we created chances. Perhaps should have won the game, should have had a penalty at least, but we probably didn't deserve to win the game across the 90. Wasn't the greatest of 90 minutes performance, but there were spells in the game that were quite positive. That's the thing you can take from it.
We never really, as that second half developed, started playing more football, even when Wes came on or McGeady came on. It was just with a bit more intensity. It was just longer balls. Nathan said in commentary to you, I mean, our goal was almost Shane Long against Germany-esque. It was just a punt upfield. Walters had been good all game at putting their defenders under pressure when they were on the turn. He nicked it. The finish, I mean, maybe it doesn't come across on TV, but or on radio, it will come across on TV. The finish from Walters was brilliant, but it wasn't like we really knitted any football together. It was just we got Murphy on, we got balls into the box, we looked for flick-ons and knocks and kind of bundled our way to a draw. That's it.
Sense by your voice, you're not overly impressed.
No, I think
that,
personally, I think it's terrible. You know, I don't think we should be proud of that performance. I think it's really, really poor, and I think the Walters goal and the draw papers over the cracks, that was...
I wouldn't necessarily view it as papering over the cracks. But I
think tomorrow, you know, it'll be our point, and O'Neill will go down and he'll talk about the character in the team, and the players will say, well, we bombed on and we could have won the game and Walter should have penalty. The fact is, for the first half, we don't pass the ball at all. We're static. Yeah. Like, we're just the most static team you've ever seen. And then the second half, fair enough, we bundle a few balls up, we put them under pressure, we're going to get a few knockdowns, that'll be fine. But like, I don't think it's a performance that you can build on or say it's anything approaching what we saw in June of last year in the Euros.
No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you. I think we all know it wasn't a great performance, particularly with our optimism before the game, and we all based that on perhaps the Uruguay game. Keith Andrews was saying it was probably the best performance since the Euros in the Uruguay game last week. But it is different in these internationals, in the qualifiers. It is different. The intensity around it is different.
Of course.
And the team just didn't perform. They didn't perform today. First off, disappointed maybe with Jeff Hendrick's performance today. Really disappointed with him, because I don't think he's produced the form that he was shown at the Euros since, in an Irish jersey in particular. Brady wasn't at his best. I think his set pieces were very good. Those are our two players we've looked at to go and take the team forward over the next three or four campaigns. And they haven't been at the best since the Euros, I have to say that. So I'm looking at those two. McLean, you know what you get out of James McLean. He provides that real energy, that real willingness to go and run at players, run off the ball. He'll make tackles. Didn't get in the game enough, I don't feel, until perhaps Wes Hoolihan came on. And then he started to feed in the ball, giving it him in wide positions. Overall, it wasn't a great performance. I think we can all accept that. But there was a bit of fight there. There was a little bit of steel that you're going to get from the side. But there are improvements that do need to be made, of course.
But it was also totally at odds, that first hour, even that first 80 minutes, with everything Martin O'Neill spoke about in the build-up to the game, which was, let's take it to them. Let's take advantage of this opportunity. There was no sense of that. Yeah. And ultimately, that comes back to the team selection right at the very start.
I think that was the thing. That was giving us the optimism, wasn't it? We were all expecting to turn up here, finish with the way that they finished last week against Uruguay, Wes Hoolihan playing. But there was still that niggling doubt in my mind, he might not start Wes Hoolihan today. And he obviously went with Glenn Whelan. And it's not a criticism of Glenn. You say Glenn actually did all right today.
He was one of our better players.
He did, but overall, by not having Wes Hoolan in the side, you take so much out of the side going forward. There's no real energy without the ball, I keep talking about as well, because that's what Wes gives you. Might not necessarily always be, you know, a structure going closing down, but just with his first thought to go and close the team down, your teammates have to get in support, and you're all in areas to win it back.
No, as well, I think that first half was so static. So you could close your eyes now and you'd be able to name where every position where every player in that pitch was in that first half. Nobody was making runs. I find when Wes is on, players are far more inclined to make a few runs because they figure there's a better chance they're going to get the ball.
Yeah, that's fair as well.
And so, you know, like, but it's not all about Wes. I mean, I don't know. We're going to have to sort something out because we can't be relying on a 35-year-old. And it's not Long's fault, and it's not Duffy's fault, and it's not O'Shea's fault, or it's not anyone's. Our central defenders, the distribution's going to have to improve, is another point.
But
long term.
I think, you know what, Kevin Long, at times I thought his distribution was okay, but I'm talking back to front, which they're easy balls. I'm talking sometimes you might have to have a bit of balls, step in with
That's
it.
That's exactly it.
Step in with it, and then be prepared, not necessarily take a risky pass, but once you step in, the whole angles change. We know that when you've watched the angles change. So then you can actually play left, right, or central. That's where Arthur, I felt in the first half, was prepared to do that. Just take one or two touches on the ball.
Yeah.
I just think it's Kevin Long's debut, and that was the big call that we spoke about originally.
Yeah,
he did well, but it's his debut, isn't it? He's not one to go and take that chance. He's not going to have that ballsy approach to say, I'm going to step in with it. I'm going to actually go and make these passes.
Too often you have Long there and Duffy there in the centre defence, and you have Whelan sitting right beside him.
Yeah.
And it's just we're wasting a man there.
Totally. I mean, that is the thing, I think, when you've got Glenn in there. One thing I think, when Glenn was getting it, whether it would be off a fullback, turns his body shape out, looks up. There was times I even saw with Henry, he could pass it forward, play it forward early, give it early.
Yeah.
No, I won't. I'll take the easy putt. Turn back out and play backwards.
And what's the aspect of Roy Keane's game that players increasingly say was underestimated? That ability to pass forward to
break line, doesn't it? People talk about breaking lines. That's how it's done. Your initial, get your first touch right, first thought forward, pass forward quickly. And it just didn't happen today enough.
We'll pick this up on tomorrow night's show. Nathan Murphy, Kevin Caban on commentary. We're live tomorrow, 7 o'clock. We'll be talking about this game and the rest of the weekend's action. Good luck.
Give him a ball and he out of grass. He'll give you a move for the perfect pass. Give him a ball and he out of space. He'll give you a move with guiltly grace. He's a nice young man. He's a lovely smile. He's a nice young man. He's a lovely smile.
News Talk Drive.
Every Tuesday evening on News Talk Drive, with thanks to Energia, our resident small and medium enterprise agony uncle Bobby Kerr answers employers and employees' work-related questions.
So if you have a query you'd like Bobby to answer, simply email us on agonyuncle@newstalk.com.
News Talk Drive.
With Chris Donahue and Sarah McInerney.
With Mitsubishi Motors 172 Scrappage.
Back today from 4.
Order your new 172 Mercedes-Benz Vito Classic now, and for just €17,995, you will enjoy air conditioning, multifunction steering wheel and twin rear doors as standard. For details, visit mercedesbenz.ie. Mercedes-Benz. Vans born to run. Recommended retail price excludes taxes and dealer-related charges. Terms and conditions apply.
As Benjamin Franklin wisely observed in 1789, nothing can be certain in life except death and taxes. Well, why not avail of a unique opportunity to invest in one to avoid the other? 2017 EIIS investment in Shannon Crematorium is now available to both PAYE and self-assessed income tax individuals at shannoncrematorium.com. Shannon Crematorium is the West of Ireland's only crematorium, with a public open day on Sunday, May 28th. See shannoncrematorium.com for full details.
Imagine playing Snakes and Ladders without meeting any snakes. Or playing on a golf course without bunkers, roughs or lakes. Everything's easier when you simplify the game. And now with Vodafone OneNet Business, you can combine your landlines, mobiles and collaboration tools into one unified solution. It means things run smoother, teams work better and opportunities get taken. So be a ready business and simplify your game today. Search Vodafone One Net Business. Vodafone. Power to you.
At your local Super Value, enjoy incredible value along every aisle with our €5 meat sale on fresh Irish part bone chicken breasts or Hereford beef burgers. Sprite, Coke and Fanta 8-pack cans, €4 each. And Villa Maria Wine 75cl range, only €10 each. Shop in-store and online for hundreds more offers. Super Value. We believe in value. Enjoy alcohol responsibly.
Looking for an exciting and innovating environment to grow your career? Then Pfizer Grange Castle, West Dublin are hiring. One of the largest and most sophisticated integrated biotech facilities in the world. We're recruiting a large volume of process technicians. Applicants from any highly